This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruchim habayim. Thank you for joining today. For those joining or those listening, I want to remind everyone, Bezus Hashem, March 3rd to March 5th, we're having our first Machon Magrogia convention. We're going to be speaking about amazing topics. I think we're narrowing it down to talking about the parameters of Pikuach Nefashos. What is considered Pikuach Nefashos? Does it have to be a danger now? Does it have to, or even a danger later? Or morale, is that considered Sakana? We're going to be talking about Halachos of coming of Mashiach and a very interesting venue. So please mark it on your calendar. Okay, today we're going to dig in to a very important question. Actually, it's pretty amazing to me. Thursday night, I was looking for something to say about... I had a family event on the Shabbos, and I was looking in the Sefer Shar HaMelech. I couldn't even remember the name of the Sefer. I finally hit me, Shar HaMelech, Shar HaMelech. I once saw something in the Hakdama there. I don't think I ever gave a share from Shar HaMelech, but today's share is going to come from the Sefer Shar HaMelech, just mamish by accident. The Mishnah, the opening Mishnah of Hamadr opens up, Hamadr Sishtim Elehanus Loi, someone who makes a neder. Hamadr Sishtim, someone who makes a neder. He answers his wife in a neder, that his wife can't get hana from him. Now, typically, you can't answer someone else and say someone else can't get hana, but you could answer that they can't get hana from you because you own it. So, Ad Lamed Yoim, Yamed Parnes. For 30 days, you appoint someone to give her what she needs. But Mikan, Geser Mikan, more than that, Yoitzi V'yitin Ksuba. You divorce her and you give her the Ksuba. Now, Rashi says, Hamadir is Ishtay Melehanos Loi. Rashi is bothered by the obvious question. Because seemingly, when you say to your wife, you can't get Hana, A, that means I can't support you. B, that means I'm not going to live with you. I'm not going to give you Hana's Tashmish. So Rashi says that could you say, I'm not going to give you Hana's Tashmish? Aren't you Meshubit to her? Isn't that one of the obligations of the Ksuba? So Rashi says, Ein Hana's Tashmishai Nesar Aleha. The pleasure of the Tashmish is not asar on her. Why? Daha Meshubila. He's Meshubit to her. Hilkach Bishvil Tashmish. Therefore, because of the Tashmish, Ein Lanu L'Koy Fe L'Hoytzi. We're not going to force him to divorce her. V'liteng Ksuba. V'Hana's Mezoinois. And the Hana of Mezoinois B'Gemara Parach. V'ha Meshubila. The Gemara asks, but you're Meshubit to her. So Rashi's understanding that the nether is including two things. Item number one is you're not going to feed her. Item number two is you're not going to give her Hanas Tashmish. And regarding Hanas Tashmish, the nether has no meaning because you're Meshubah to her. What about Lagabi feeding her? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara gives various three answers. The Gemara says either you say to her, you keep your wages and I'm not going to support you, or you made the nether during Erisin and it was Higiyah Hazman, or you made the nether during Erisin and then the Nisuan came. So that's Rashi. Rashi seems to be learning the neder is on two things, and for one of them, it's ineffective. So, let us come to the amazing question of the Shar HaMelech. Okay? One of the Lamdusha Mefarshim on the Rambam. The Shar HaMelech. And Shar HaMelech asks the following question. He says, isn't there a principle? Neder shehufar miktsasai hufar kulai? That when a neder is partially ineffective, it's totally ineffective. So then why do we say, well, it's not chal legabe hanos tashmish, it is chal legabe support. Well, if it's not chal for tashmish, it shouldn't be chal for anything. Says the Shar HaMelech, Mashevi Arav Aniska Raya Me'oisa Shashanin B'Ksubas Hamadar Sishim Elhanus Ad Lamin Yom Yamid Parnes. Because of Rashi, Amadr Sishim Elhanus Lay Ein Hanos Tashmish Nesar Da Meshubad La Nira Da Hanos Tashmish B'Chlal Masha Asar Aleha Melehanus Lay. It would seem that Hanos Tashmish includes that Hanosh Tashmish is included in what you can't answer on her. Ela shleichal aleha isura. But that iser is not chal misham de meshubad la. You're meshubater for that. Vi armit. And if you're going to say the chal hanoi de meshnei dvarim vein aneder chal alecha miyam shuter kulai. If you're going to say that there's a rule that anyone who makes a nether on two things, and the nether is not chal on one of them, the whole thing is hutar. Im kein hechi katani masnisin ad lamid yom yamid parnes. Why would the Mishnah say for 30 days you appoint a parnes? Hakivin doi chal anos tashmish. Since it's not chal on the tashmish, af al shar hahanois hutru. The other hanois should be mutter as well. V'yav shah toisus chalkim arashi. Even though Toisus argues on Rashi. What does it mean, Toisus argues on Rashi? Toisus says, that he could, Toisus says, Pirish Bekuntris, the Ein Hanos Tashmisha Neser Ala, the Meshubala, Mashami Toiparush, Shiesh Belosh Nazeh, Isser Hanos Tashmish. Toisus grips Rashi, that the lashon of Hamadaris Ishtar Milhanaslai includes Tashmish, but it's not chal for it. So Toysa says, Mufarsh Rabbeinu Tam, Delehonos Loi, Loi Mashal Anos Mazoinos. Toysa argues on Rashi. Toysa says the lashon of Hamadaris Ishtar Milhanaslai is only referring to food, it's not referring to Tashmish. So according to Toysa, there's no kasha, because you never assert Tashmish. But according to Rashi, where the language, where the words include Tashmish, and it's just not chal for Tashmish, because you're meshubet to her, so then why don't you apply the rule of Neder shehuter miksasai huter kulai.
Elamuch fits very well to the first teretz of the Gemara, because the first teretz of the Gemara is where he says, "The e maisi yudach b'mizin asayif."
Yeah. What fits well?
Taisus is teretz, because according to the first teretz of the Gemara, the husband tells the wife, "The e maisi yudach b'mizin asayif."
Okay.
And then he makes the neder. So clearly, he was only talking about Mizdainis, and he wasn't talking about Tashmish.
He says to... But how do we know that? So Toysus says, Stam, the words Lehanois mean Mizdainis. You're saying
the
they mean...
The Gemara is that the husband is telling her that you should keep your Maisid dying, and then he says... Then he says that she's offered to him. Obviously, he was referring to Mizaynus, because then why would he say, "See, Imai Sidayef Mizaynus Sayef"? Obviously, it goes together. That's exactly what the Gemara says.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what Toysus means. That's why it's referring to Mizaynus, because Toysus says the word Hana is Loi Mashma Ela Hanas Mizaynus. You're saying only because he says so. I mean, then the Gemara and the Havamina, you still. I mean, Toysus is talking even in the Gemara's Havamina. You could ask, what about Tashmish is not Chal? So you'd still need to say that the Lashon of Hana is Mashma Mezoinus and not Tashmish. But according to Rashi, that Hamadar includes both, so you have this Kasha, the Shara Melech. Why don't we say, Nedar Shehuter Mekzase Huter Kula? Ela muchach de srile, the chol shloi chal a neder me ikara, lo yaminu be neder shotem mitzasa hotakula. Elu tarv tavarav. So it must be that the din of neder shotem mitzasa hotakula means that if it's chal from originally, and then it's hutar, then we say hutar mitzasa hotakula. But if it was never chal to begin with, then, like in this case, it was never chal on Hanas Tashmish, because you're meshubah to her, then we don't say neder shehutar, because it's not called hutar. It's not hutar if it was never chal. So that's the kasha and answer of the Shara Melech. Kasha, why don't we say neder shehutar miksas hutar kula? The answer is, it was never chal to begin with. The Rashash asks the same question as the Shara Melech. Let's find it over here. Did I copy the right thing? Oh, yeah. Here it is, all the way in the bottom. Hamadir. Masha mitavushish was an Isser Hanas. Tashish. Kashali. Amailai name him Bazan. Nether Shadam was also Hutter Kulai. Kamai. Perakimal Dinadarim. Mishnabez. Bishanimtsu. Aviv. Achiv. Bahem. Dehutru Kulan. Ah. Says Rashash. Ra'isi Laharan. Shehivin Kavana. Cheres Birashi. Uladvara Vasi Shapir. Says Rashash. If you look in the Ran, then this question becomes answered. So let's see the Ran. Let's see how the Ran learns Rashi, and let's see if Taka answers the question. The Ran says, "Hamadur sister milhanas loykasav Rashi in hanas tashu nesar alav dhamishubala perush leperusha." The Ran says, "Let me tell you what Rashi means. The kivan shu madur oisabalashin zeh. Since he makes a nether in this language, shahainu shemadir lehanas mishalai." He says, "Hamadur es ishem ilahanus uloi." I'm answering you to make an. I'm making a nether on what's mine. Ein nether chal ela bin chasav. The nether is only chal on his possessions, on what he owns. Kegavna damrinu gemara. Deilu betashmish kiven the meshubedla lav kol kamine. Ela ba'omer hanos tashmishcha alai. He's answering her that you can't get hana from what I have. Well, you don't have her tashmish, because her tashmish you have to give to her. So it's not yours, it's hers. So the nether was never said on the hana's tashmish. Hear what the Ran is saying? It's not that, it's hutar. You only answered what belongs to you. But hana's tashmish, it doesn't belong to you. The only way you could do it is if you say Hanas Tashmishcha Alai. I answer the Hanah of your Tashmish Ami. L'fi she'ein machilan es ha'adam davar asar loy. You can't feed someone something that's asar to him. V'hainu degar sinan biyushalmi tamon taninan hamader es ishtay mi Tashmish Amita yoytzi v'yitin ksuba kaloymar. L'shabes achas, oy l'shtei shabasas. V'hacha idmar hachi, taman b'madira migufay. Bram hacha b'madira minachasav adkan. K'loymar, b'madir oysa b'loshan hashanoi b'mishnasenu, she'ina neder chal ela al nechasav. The loshan of the Yishalmi is that the neder only works if you say, I aser, something that I own to you. So this is not really a case of neder shehutar mektsasai. It was never hutar mektsasai. It's not that the neder is including tashmish. See what Rashi means when he says that the neder, Tosis grips Rashi, hana includes tashmish. Of course it does. Hana includes tashmish. You know what does not include it? The word shalai, the word loy. That's why. In other words, Tosfos asked on Rashi. Rashi is mashma that Hamadir Sisha Milahanois is mashma tashmish. But Tosfos Lahanois is not mashma tashmish. So the kasha, the Shara Melech asked on Rashi is if it's mashma tashmish, then we should say Hutam Mitzasim Tur Kulai. No, says the Ran. The word Lahanois is mashma tashmish, but the word Loi is not because he doesn't own it. It belongs to her. He's meshubet to her. That's what the Rashash means, that according to the Ran, we have an answer to the Shamel's question. The Ayel Sashach of Aaron Leib Steinman quotes the question of the Achroinim, Kivan Deloshen Lehonois Hainu Gami Tashmish Neima Deneder Hushotar Musasa Hitter Kulai. So Rav Aaron Leib, I think, is attempting an answer here. Seems like the same thing. I mean, to me, it sounds like the same as the Rashash, as the Ran. V'oid nira dine be'emes hada eino yachal eser mashem meshubad. The reason you can't ask for something that you're not meshubed on, hainu de'ino ba'alam l'inyan zeh. You're not the ba'al on it. You're not the owner. Nimtza de'emes asar le'hanes mishalai. The truth is, she can't get any hana from what is his. Ela de'inyan zeh ino shalai. Regarding this, it's not his. Imkein ha'neskayim kol ha'dibor. If so, the whole dibor is neskayim. Demasha hu shalai, that which is his, ve'enu meshubed chal shaper. To me, this sounds exactly like the Ran. The Rav Aaron Leib gives the following mashav. Hamashav bazeh. Im yoymar, if somebody would say, koinam peroisai uperes chaver apleni, I ask for my fruits and someone else's fruits on my friend. Do we say neder shoter miksasa hilter kulay? No, loy neima. Don't say the kivin shen yachal esa peres chaver have a neder shabbat miksasai. The neder al peres chaver in a neder kal. You never made a neder on your friend's fruits. Vachinami kivin shen a balim lesser ala tash mishnah mishubala have a kakoylo benidra peres chaveroi vein ze bchalal hilter miksasa hilter kulay. It almost sounds. I guess the difference would be, the Ran is learning that you're asering shaloi. So, the Hanos Tashis is not Shalai. Rav Aaron Leib is saying, maybe you're not only asering Shalai, you're trying to aser everything. But since you're not able to, it's like the nether was never made for that. There's another way to understand Rashi, and that's the Machane Ephraim. Rabbi Ephraim Navon. If you want to visit his kever, it's in Turkey. Rabbi Ephraim Navon says like this: "V'lamadnu mizad de benedarim yasar nafshei achevtsa kagoyin shomer koinem pi melikros kshema oy shenishba loymer davar lechaver v'achikach omer koinem pi meladaber loy chayal nidra." Let's say somebody says, "I asar my mouth from saying Shema," or someone who swears. Let's say somebody swears to say something to his friend, and then he says, "I asser myself to say something to my friend." You can't asser that you're going to say something to your friend because you already swore you would. In other words, somebody swears, "I swear I'm going to speak to Pliny," and then he takes a neder. He's not going to talk to Pliny. The neder's not chal because he already took a shvua to talk to Pliny. Or he can't make a neder. You're not going to say Shema. You already swore in Har Sinai. You're going to say Shema. So what do we do with this? When Rashi says in the beginning of Hamader sishta milhanosloi, Rashi's bothered. Hanos tashmish. You never asered. So the question is, what do you mean you never answered? You said the Hanos Tashma should be Asr, v'hikshu alav. The Masha Shiyesh B'lashan Zeh Isr. Toysus says that it's Mashma, that this Lashon does include Isr. Ela She'enoi Nesar Mishum De Meshubala. It's just that it's not Asr because you're Meshubit. In other words, the way Toysus grips Rashi is indeed the Lashon of Hamadar Sishma Elhanosloi includes Hanos Tashmish. It's just, you can't answer it because you're meshubed. So the Machane Ephraim asks, the Gemara asks the exact same question on Mezoinos. Well, listen to what Rashi's saying. Rashi says, well, it's not chal on the Hanos Tashmish. Why? Because you're meshubed to her. Well, you're also meshubed on the Mezoinos. So when the Gemara asks, how could you make a neder on the Mezoinos? Aye, it's Meshubad La. And the Gemara says, and we know you can't make a neder on something that's... Listen to this Gevaldig Akasha. The Gemara says, we know you can't make a neder on something that you're Meshubad to her. How do we know? Because a woman can't make a neder that she's not going to give her husband her wages. Why do we have to go to another Mishnah? The Mishnah itself is Muchach, that you can't make a neder on something you're Meshubat to her. That's why you're not Asar on Tashmish. Right? The Gemara brings out a left field, oh, you can't ask her something that you're meshubed on. Viharai, a woman can't ask her wages. Why don't we say more pashut? You can't ask her something you're meshubed on, that's why you're not asked her on tashmish. What's the answer? The answer is that when it comes to hanas tashmish, it's not that you can't make a nether on selling your meshubed on. That's not the reason the nether is not chal. It's you can't make a nether because you swore on Har Sinai to be mekabel and to fulfill the mitzvahs, so you have a mitzvah of oina to the woman. So the Mishnah is not muchach that you can't aser something you're meshubet on. The reason why you can't aser hanas tashmish is not because you're meshubet to her, it's because you have a mitzvah of oina. So in other words, the Machane Ephraim says the reason why it's not chal legabe hanos tashmish, not like the Ran says because it's not yours, not like Rabbi Aaron Leib said because it's keilu you never made a nether because you're meshubet to her. It's a totally different reason. It's because it's not effective. Since in that, why is it not effective? Because you have a biblical obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of Oina. So it's not that you don't own it because you're meshubah to her. Because on that, the Machane Ephraim is saying, if it's because you don't own it, then the Gemara should have proved from the Mishnah itself that you can't ask her something that you're meshubah on. Rather, the reason is because you're mushba va'oimed mehar Sinai. And according to the Machane Ephraim, it seems like the Shar HaMelech's question is back. Namely, why don't we say, neder shehuter miksasai huter kulay, unless you say, like the Shar Ephraim says, that if it was never chal, that's not called hutar to begin with. Okay, Rabbi Isai? That's just ha'ara. One second, maybe we'll see one more. Let's see the Avnei Miluim quickly. Oid nir alani astati. Even if you were to say explicitly, I aser my guf and tashmish, nami loy chayel, kainum hechad mishabdalei. Behu mishum duhad din adarim chalim al dvar mitzvah. The reason why nadarim are chal on a dvar mitzvah, hu mishum de neder hu iser chefsa. A neder. Typically, if let's say somebody says, I make a neder, then I'm not going to blow, this shofar is usher. So would that stop you from doing a mitzvah? If you're putting away for a moment, mitzvah slav lehenos netnu. Normally a neder would stop a mitzvah, because a neder is an isser chefsa. And a mitzvah is not on the chefetz. The mitzvah is on the gavra, is on the person. The person has to do the mitzvah. But the nether, it makes the item asur inherently. Mishum hachi shvua loy chala ala mitzvah, shi gam kem ala adam. Therefore, a shvua is not chal on a mitzvah, which is also on a person. Shahanishba oyser atzmai ala davar shanishba alav, the hanoider oyser davar hanoder al atzmai. Someone who swears, he asers himself on the item, but one who makes a neder, the item becomes aser to him. So hanishba levato sa mitzvah. If somebody swears to be mevato a mitzvah, so he asers himself, but he can't aser himself because he himself is already chal. So a person can't take an oath they're not going to do a mitzvah because they already swore they will do the mitzvah on Har Sinai. He's already mushba ma'amim Har Sinai. But someone who says, this item is aser to me, then it would work even on a dvar mitzvah because even though you have to do the mitzvah, but the item is chal. So in other words, a neder is chal on a mitzvah, a shvuah is not chal on a mitzvah. But what if somebody says, my body is aser for tashmish? So you would think, well, if your body is aser and tashmish, then we know that a neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah. No, that's typically a neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah because by a neder, you're asering the item on you and the mitzvah is you have to do X, Y, and Z. But there's one mitzvah that it's not on you to do, but in other words, when it comes to the mitzvah of Oina, your guf is meshubud mehar Sinai. So that's one situation where the neder is not chal. Your guf is like the chayfetz that's muzer mehar Sinai. You become the item of the mitzvah. This is a very wild chiddush. So listen to what the Avnei Milum is saying. Usually, if you make a neder to aser an item, you can't do a mitzvah with it. But if you take a shvuah that you're not going to use the item, that shvuah is not chal. Again, when it comes to a dvar mitzvah, someone who swears, I'm not going to shake a lulav and esrog, hey pal, you got to shake lulav and esrog. Why? But I swear I'm not going to do it. Yeah, but you first swore to God you are going to do it on Har Sinai. But if someone asers the lulav and esrog, the iser koinam, then you can't take it. Ah, you swore in Har Sinai, you're obligated to do it. Yeah, I swore my body is going to do an act. The problem is, this item is usur to me. So a neder is chal on an item. A neder will stop you from doing a mitzvah. A shvuah will not stop you from doing a mitzvah. However, when it comes to tashmish, if somebody says, koinam gufi l'tashmishach, that's like swearing to be mevatel a mitzvah. Because your guf is meshubed to be mekayim the mitzvah of Oina. So the same way you can't swear to be mevatel a mitzvah, when it comes to hanas tashmish, saying koinem gufi letashmishach is like nishba levatel as ha-mitzvah. Okay everyone, we're going to hold it over here. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.